Australia, you will be glad to hear this, Australia. Listen up. You are becoming a nation of millionaires, on paper at any rate. This might seem a little incongruous given the sluggish economy, the flatlining wages, the falling house prices. Nevertheless, the Australian Bureau of Statistics, always glass half full, the ABS's survey of household wealth has found the wealth of the average Australian household has surged past $1 million. $1 million. Of course, as is so often the case, there is more to the story. Here to tell us that more is Brendan Coates. He's the Household Finance Program Director at the Grattan Institute. Brendan, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Pretty remarkable result. What are the drivers of this wealth surge?
Well, I think, first of all, Jonathan, I should say that while household wealth on average has hit $1 million, mm-hmm. average Australian household, unfortunately, is not quite there yet. So the average Australian household has wealth of $558,000. And so when you add up all the wealth in the country and divide it by all the households, that you get that $1 million figure. But we know wealth is very skewed to the top end. Therefore, the average is not quite there yet.
I was going to say, let me guess, that this means there are a lot of very rich people.
Well, we do know that wealth is much more unequally distributed than income in Australia. But to your original question, the increase in wealth has been driven by the usual suspects. So housing values went up a lot to 2017-18, which is where this data goes to. They only really started to fall in Sydney and Melbourne from pretty much late 2016 onwards. Superannuation is a big driver as well, so we're putting away more money into superannuation, particularly amongst older Australians, so contribution rates are quite high. Mm. And those two factors, you know, combined with the fact that interest rates have been pretty low, means that asset values tend to rise. So when you have lower interest rates, asset values tend to inflate, and therefore, through this period, we've had very low interest rates, and unsurprisingly, asset values have increased, and Australians are feeling wealthier than they ever have before.
Okay, so here we have that average Australian household, you know, the lift up past 1 million. Can we break that down into various sort of income categories? Do we know what the rate of increase in household wealth is depending on how wealthy that household might be?
Yeah, we do know that. And wealth has increased much more at the top than it has at the bottom. So, again, talking about the average amount of wealth held by someone in the top 20%, it's now $3.2 million, whereas the average in the bottom 20% is $35,000. And the increase has been much faster at the top than the bottom, and therefore wealth inequality in Australia has been increasing in the last few years.
So that on paper wealth, and as you say, that feeling of increasing household wealth, what does that do you think, for the economy?
Well, it's pretty well known that a higher wealth does tend to flow through into more consumption. So if you see the value of your house going up, you might buy a new plasma TV. Mm. You might put a bit extra money on the credit card. You might not worry so much about the fact that you don't have the money to pay for it now because you've got this asset that's worth, you know, in Australia, frankly, an enormous amount of money. So Australian house prices are very high. And so that's been one of the drivers of household consumption that's kept the economy chugging along over the last couple of years.
So we know a lot about flatlining wages, and when you talk about that growing disparity between top and bottom, I mean, how much is that is attributable to those stagnant wages?
Actually, not as much as you might think, because income growth has been pretty reasonable. Well, sorry, it's been very poor, but it's been consistently poor across the income distribution. So incomes really aren't growing very much at all. But they're not growing much any faster amongst the top, really, than they are amongst the bottom. And therefore, income inequality really hasn't, it's gotten a tiny bit worse in the last 2 years, but it's still lower than what it was 4 years ago. And so incomes are not a big part of the story. It's much more about what's happened to asset values and how much people are saving.
So this is the interesting thing. We've seen headlines around this afternoon since these numbers came out of, you know, Australians, millionaires. I mean, what's a more appropriate sort of headline treatment of these figures, do you think?
Well, look, the headline I would have used is the average Australian household has wealth of $559,000, but that doesn't probably play as well in a newspaper. And unfortunately, you know, we don't like to talk maths at the best of time, but maths on the radio particularly so, but there is a difference between when you take the average and when you line everyone up from top to bottom, you take the person in the middle, which is the median, and say how much wealth they have.
And that $550, I think it was, million, $1,000 rather, that you mentioned, if only it were million, is that a number which is on the up and up?
That is also rising. It's not rising as quickly as the average, because the average has been pulled up naturally by the much faster rates of wealth accumulation at the top.
Yep.
The Australians, on average, are wealthier than what they were a decade ago or 2 years ago, and that is, you know, a positive story in a sense.
There's a whole lot of glass half full there, Brendan. Thank you so very much for that.
Pleasure.